We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10 KU band and Intercept 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Chile, we have one new cable channel. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine, in San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV. In Costa Rica, we have two new cable channels. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Pontarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremacer Television is also accessible online at www.supremacertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, two new maternity hospitals are inaugurated in Afghanistan. In good governance news, Australia launches a community organization for Muslim women. In education news, University of Hong Kong scientists determined that adult brains grow rapidly with simple learning methods. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 25th, is the National Day of Argentina, remembering events in 1810 that led to its independence in 1816. Between Chile and Uruguay and adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean, Argentina has a variety of ecosystems and spectacular scenery. It's Iguazu National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site, features the amazing semicircular Iguazu Falls. The southern elephant seal and the endangered southern right whale are among the wondrous animals at the Peninsula Valdez in Patagonia. It is a World Heritage Site and important globally for the conservation of marine mammals. Moreover, the South American nation has the tallest mountain in Western Hemisphere, Mount Aconcagua. Today is also Jordan's National Day, honoring its autonomy achieved in 1946. Jordan is situated northwest of Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. The world-famous archaeological location of Petra was a city with buildings half-carved into red sandstone. This UNESCO World Heritage Site has remnants of an ingenious water management system. In addition, Jordan is home to several protected areas. Its Dana Reserve near the Great Rift Valley is the country's largest safeguarded natural region, with a picturesque panorama spanning four ecological zones. May the fine residents of Argentina and Jordan have a fantastic National Day.
Fly-in news. Europe on alert as Iceland volcanic eruption continues. On Monday, May 23rd, as Iceland's Grímsvötn volcano was still spewing ash up to 12 kilometers into the air, flights were canceled in Greenland and Norway, while on Tuesday, about 500 flights were canceled in Northern Europe. In the United Kingdom, more than 370 flights were canceled in Scotland and Northern England alone.
German air safety officials also shut down the Bremen and Hamburg airports early on Wednesday.
Experts forecast that the ash would reach Finland on Wednesday and could travel as far as France and Spain by later in the week.
With airports better prepared to cope with volcanic ash after the prolonged air travel disaster last year from Eyjafjallajökull's eruption, the effects of this plume are also expected to be less dire. However, Hjördís Guðmundsdóttir, a spokeswoman for Iceland's airport authority Isavia, pointed out that this was the largest eruption in a century for Grímsvötn and said that any kinds of predictions are impossible.
Our appreciation, European officials, for your close monitoring of the situation to ensure the welfare of the public. May such potentially hazardous events soon be curbed with the help of humanity's more benevolent, eco-stabilizing ways.
Citizens speak out. The call for the voice of the people to be heard and for meaningful government reform continues across the world in nations such as Bahrain, Burkina Faso, China, Egypt, Georgia, Iran, Israel, Libya, Mauritania, Mexico, Syria, Sudan, Tunisia, Venezuela, and Yemen. Around 600 people continued a fourth day of protests in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi on Tuesday, May 24, saying that President Mikhail Saakashvili's authoritarian government has failed to address pervasive poverty, as they called for him to resign.
As part of an effort to encourage Iran to return to multi-party talks over the country's controversial nuclear program, the U.S. government announced new sanctions Tuesday against 23 corporations and individuals, either directly or indirectly, involved in Iranian energy production.
Doctors Without Borders reports that nearly all 20,000 residents of Abyei, Sudan, have fled the town following a takeover by northern Sudanese troops. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, the UN Security Council, and U.S. Envoy to Sudan Princeton Lyman have all called upon the North Sudanese government to withdraw from Abyei and halt all military operations.
Tunisia's interim government responded to an election delay proposal from the country's high authority for elections by confirming plans to go forward with a July 24th date. The government also affirmed that it would provide all resources necessary to organize credible elections as Tunisians prepare to vote for assembly members, to draw up a new constitution, and plan for elections to replace the current transitional government.
A group of prominent Israelis have run unprecedented announcements in Israeli newspapers calling for their country to immediately recognize Palestine as an independent state based on 1967 borders, stating that such an action is vital for Israel's existence and good standing in the world. Signatories include 18 retired generals, 27 laureates of the prestigious Israel Prize, 5 former ambassadors, consul generals, and directors of the foreign ministry, and 5 current or former university presidents.
The Public Prosecutor's Office in Egypt announced that former President Hosni Mubarak and his 2 sons, Gamal and Al, will face trials over their roles in the deaths of peaceful, pro-democracy protesters. They are also being charged with misuse of public funds and using their positions for illegal gains.
Thousands of students rallied in Burkina Faso Monday to support teachers' calls for smaller classrooms and better living conditions. Meanwhile, in Mauritania, some 80% of secondary school teachers began a 3-day strike calling for wage increases and social housing.
Bahraini journalist Mazen Mahdi, who works for German news agency DPA, reports that after he and a colleague working for France 24 were called in for questioning by Bahraini police on Sunday, he was blindfolded, handcuffed and beaten for several hours until a senior interrogator arrived and he was later released. Meanwhile, the Bahraini government announced it had released around 500 political dissidents on humanitarian grounds.
In Libya on Monday, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces shelled the revolutionary held town of Zintan and moved troops close to Yafrin. Meanwhile, Libyan psychologist Ms. Siham Segewa is reporting case studies that confirm hundreds of women who have been sexually assaulted by security forces.
Meanwhile, revolutionaries were invited by the U.S. to establish an office in Washington, D.C., while receiving similar support from France to set one up in Paris.
The resources that the people of Libya need to have.
On Monday, Syrian human rights activist and lawyer Anwar al-Bunni was released following a 5-year detainment, upon which he called for the freedom of all political prisoners a day after European Union sanctions against Syria were expanded to include President Bashar al-Assad. The Council of the European Union called for an immediate halt to violence from Syrian government forces toward peaceful protesters, as well as access for the United Nations Human Rights Agency. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton likewise urged President al-Assad to halt the violent crackdown.
According to the Syrian human rights group Sawasiya, at least 1,100 people have been killed since the revolution began 2 months ago. Secretary Clinton, along with the French Foreign Ministry, also urged Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh to sign an agreement for his resignation as he had promised. Yemeni protesters reacted with continued protests Monday, demanding that he step down. Meanwhile, clashes in the capital Sana'a between security forces and Hashid tribe members resulted in the death of at least 24 tribesmen and 14 soldiers.
As we mourn the people who have perished, we pray for the conflicts to cease in all nations and that more and more citizens may choose lives of lasting peace, freedom, and dignity.
U.S. President begins European tour with Irish visit. With thousands lining the streets as he arrived on Monday, May 23rd in Dublin, Republic of Ireland, President Barack Obama was welcomed by Prime Minister Enda Kenny and the nation's people for his first visit to the country, accompanied by First Lady Michelle Obama. As the president's own heritage is Irish, he also traveled to visit his ancestral home in Monaghan County, Offaly. Returning to Dublin, President Obama addressed a crowd of 25,000 in the city center as he praised both the citizens and the peace process that he said was helping bring hope to the victims of conflict in other lands. He went on to pledge U.S. support for all national endeavors of peace, as he stated, "Ireland, you need to understand that you have already passed the world's highest hopes. A dream has turned to a reality because of the work of this nation."
The President and First Lady went on to stop in the UK to meet with members of the royal family, such as the newly married Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. "Our respectful accolades for your cordial visit, Your Excellency, wishing you continued safe and fruitful travels with the blossoming of ever warmer relations among the people of the United States, Ireland, and all European nations."
Hero loses life saving two co-workers. While on duty at Tan Binh Resort in central Ao Lacor, Vietnam, Mr. Nguyen Hoai Tu caught sight of two fellow staff members who had become caught in a 5-meter-deep whirlpool. He bravely swam towards them and was able to rescue them from the dangerous waters by throwing out a life buoy. However, exhaustion overtook him while swimming back to shore, and he was swept away by the fast-moving currents. His lifeless body was discovered the following morning. Fellow employees stated that Mr. Nguyen had on several previous occasions saved the lives of resort visitors who encountered difficulties in the water, and he was described by the resort director as being a virtuous person who has always helped his father in the fields to provide financial assistance for the schooling of his younger siblings. "We humbly salute Mr. Nguyen Hoai Tu's bravery as we offer our sympathies to his family and friends. May his noble soul be welcomed to rest serenely in heaven's love and light." Supreme Master Qinghai is posthumously honoring Mr. Nguyen Hoai Tu with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 to ease memorial costs, with all her love and condolences.
Save Our Planet. Pakistan's Ministry of the Environment accepts the first draft of a national climate change policy containing 120 measures for global warming mitigation and adaptation, which is being forwarded to the federal cabinet for approval.
Save Our Planet. British cabinet ministers agree on a climate change agreement that prioritizes emission reductions in the next 2 decades, with significant changes expected as the country becomes the first to commit to legally binding goals past 2020.
Save Our Planet. Al Gore, the 45th Vice President of the U.S., announces the new e-book version of his bestseller, Our Choice, highlighting primarily global warming solutions through a pioneering new app with many engaging elements such as photos, audio, videos, interactive maps, and infographics.
Save Our Planet. In the Kano metropolis of Nigeria, area residents pray for rain and respite from the intense heat of 41 degrees Celsius temperatures, which are taking a toll on both health and livelihoods.
And this is Hallie.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We're following the vegan diet of kindness, here today with a household tip.
If your remote control is not working, chances are it just needs to be cleaned. Equipped with a tiny jeweler's screwdriver, cotton swabs, and rubbing alcohol, you are ready to start.
Be sure to note what parts go together for their reassembly. Remove the batteries, then the screws, and carefully open up the cover.
Then unscrew and separate the keypad. Dip the cotton ball swab in the alcohol and proceed to clean the plastic cover and keypad parts.
Put the remote back together and add the batteries. It should now work much better.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
We'll be right back.
humanitarian news, a U.S.-based charity dedicates two new maternity hospitals in Afghanistan. Mr. Ahsan Bayat, the Afghanistan-born chairman and founder of the Bayat Foundation, opened the Bibi Kari Gul Hospital and the Shireen Taj Hospital in Vadak province. The modern one-story structure contains 30 beds each. They are equipped with an operating, delivery, and recovery room, as well as pharmacy, doctor's office, and reception area. Our many thanks and heaven bless you, Mr. Ahsan Bayat and Bayat Foundation, for your generous efforts to better the lives of Afghan citizens. May health and happiness of all people be ensured in peaceful and a secure world.
In good governance news, Australia launches a community organization for Muslim women. Attorney General for Australia, the Honorable Robert McClelland, inaugurated the Australian Muslim Women's Center for Human Rights. The group will be managed by the Islamic Women's Welfare Council of Victoria and will help provide for the well-being of Muslim women and promote their liberties and equality in Australia. Our accolades and appreciation, the Honorable Robert McClelland and Australia, for your support of Muslim women. May people of all faiths live harmoniously on gentle earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, Hong Kong scientists find that doing simple tasks leads to the formation of new brain cells. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more inspiring news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bounteous world. In science news, University of Hong Kong scientists determine adult brains grow rapidly with a simple learning method. Ms. Veronica Kwok, Dr. Tan Lee Hai, and colleagues had 19 volunteers spend less than 2 hours memorizing nonsensical names for four cards. By using magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI scans, it was determined that new gray matter had formed in the participants' brains after this activity. The researchers were surprised by these findings, which show the brain's capacity to keep developing. It is envisioned that people with learning disabilities or brain damage can be helped through simple learning exercises. What interesting results, Ms. Veronica Kwok, Dr. Tan Lee Hai, and this team. May this discovery assist in improving the lives of many beautiful individuals.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told in Dutch entitled Silent Wife.
John zei tegen zijn vriend, ik wil van mijn vrouw scheiden. Ze heeft 2 maanden lang geen woord tegen me gezegd. Daar moet je heel goed over nadenken, adviseerde zijn vriend hem. Tegenwoordig is het heel moeilijk zo'n vrouw te vinden.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
You and your channel are the best. Thanks, Aygun from Azerbaijan.
Friendly Aygun, thank you so much for your warm message. We wish you many hours of viewing enjoyment. May you and the kind people of Azerbaijan be blessed with an abundance of God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's grace always be your guide on life's sacred journey.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Expressing his hope for unity in Honduras, President Porfirio Lobo signs an agreement with predecessor Mr. Manuel Zelaya that allows the exiled leader to return to his homeland and also paves the way for the country's reintegration into the Organization of American States.
In an interview with the German edition of Grazia magazine, U.S. actress and proud new mother Alicia Silverstone notes that the vegan diet continues to enhance her life, beauty, and fitness on many levels.
President Hifikepunye Pohamba welcomes top Chinese legislator Wu Bangguo to Namibia, where both agree to seek increased cooperation in trade and humanitarian exchanges, with an emphasis on benefiting younger generations.
Amidst rising food prices, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, a forum of 21 countries bordering the Pacific Ocean, call for an open and transparent global food market to better ensure food security and price stability.
Researchers at Germany's Karlsruhe Institute of Technology established a new record as they succeed in sending 26 terabits of data, the equivalent of 700 DVDs, through an optical fiber in just 1 second.
Ugandan lawyer and legislator Rebecca Alatwala Kadaga becomes the first woman to be elected Speaker of the Ugandan Parliament.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/nwn.